I'm telling you, that was, if you're just like a casual sports fan, and I know that, you know, many people that are on this show, tuning into the show, or, you know, more of a casual fan, you flip on that Kansas State basketball game last night. That is one of the great games that you are ever going to see. Overtime win, Michigan State, Sweet 16, heading to the Elite Eight under first-year head coach Jerome Tang. Who better than Kevin Keatsman, the podcast? Kevin Keatsman has issues. Joining us on KCMO. Kevin, did you get any sleep last night, my friend? Good morning.
Buddy, you sleep well. When you're a K-State grad and your team's in the Elite Eight, you sleep well. I mean, it's just one of those things. But no, it was just an amazing basketball game, Pete, and I thank you very much for having me on. Kansas State is such an interesting team. This is a very tough comparison, all right, because I don't think Kansas State's going to win this tournament, and I don't think they're going to be national title. But they remind me so much of the Chiefs, it's crazy. I mean, Marquise Noel, the point guard, think of it like this. If folks listening didn't watch or they're not basketball fans, what his job is to pass the ball like Patrick Mahomes. He passed it 19 times in this game to another player that scored. All right, that's an NCAA tournament record. They've been playing this tournament forever. Nobody's ever done that in a game. They're behind the back. They're through his legs. They're no-look passes. He plays the game like Patrick Mahomes plays the game. Kansas State doesn't do any of the little things right. Okay, they had a 5-point lead with a minute and a half to go in regulation, and they blew it. They don't take care of the ball. They took silly shots. They turn it over. They didn't turn it over a lot in this game, but they've had a tendency to turn it over. They put Michigan State at the free throw line a lot. The Chiefs do that. They do a lot of things that drive you crazy, and then Mahomes just wins it. In the end, that's what happened here with an unbelievable play in overtime where Marquise Noel threw a lob pass. Well, it wasn't a lob. It was really a bullet pass to Keontae Johnson for a reverse dunk that wound up basically icing the game for them. I'm out of superlatives on what they can do. Tom Izzo, the Hall of Fame coach for Michigan State after the game, said K-State was lucky. They're not lucky. They've been doing this a lot. It's different. It is a different kind of basketball. They're kind of changing the rules.
That's an interesting comparison, and I can see what you're saying because you're right. They've been turnover prone all season long. You know, they blew that 5-point lead. Marquise Noel, as great as he was coming back from the ankle, he had some 35-foot three-point attempts at the end of that game that has you screaming at the TV. But then, of course, he makes up for it in overtime, just like Mahomes might after a bad interception. So that's an interesting analogy there, Kevin. I can get on board with that to a degree. I like that.
Well, I appreciate it. I think the frustrating part for Kansas State fans was a minute 36 to go, they're up 5.
Yeah.
You know, Izzo called this game lucky. Look, his team is down 5 in regulation with a minute 36 to go. I'm sorry. You expect to lose that game. Kansas State at that point gets outscored 7-2 to finish off the last minute and a half of the game. It couldn't have gone worse for K-State. Their offense got stagnant. Noel chucked up one of those 40-foot threes that you're talking about and bricked it. Then he missed a layup at the end of regulation at the basket, and it didn't go in. I think it was maybe partially tipped or blocked, but nothing went right for Kansas State the last minute and a half, and most of it was their doing. They got complacent. They got a 5-point lead and stopped being K-State, and Michigan State got it to overtime. So I don't know what he's talking about. They got lucky. Kansas State, basically the last 5 minutes of this game, led by 4 or 5 points, and you felt like they were going to win the game until the last minute when Michigan State was able to tie it up. So if anybody was lucky, it was Michigan State, really, in the last minute and a half.
So when you look at this team and Jerome Tang, this guy, first-year head coach, comes up from Baylor where he was an assistant for years under Scott Drew, won a national title there on that staff. He comes up here. This guy, you see it last night again after the game. He wears his faith on his sleeve. He's not running from it. It makes some in national media and local media, I imagine, uncomfortable. But he's not backing down from it. And you can tell it resonates with these guys. I think that Jerome Tang is making his case, Kevin, for any player in this country. And by the way, 4 of his players are from New York City, to take a serious look at Manhattan, Kansas. How does that bode for the future of the program?
Well, Jerome Tang's one of those coaches that coaches for the right reason. Like, he wants to teach these young men how to be men. And he had a great line the other day. I'm going to botch it. Okay. He says his calling and passion in life is to preach the word. Okay. This guy's been a preacher, but his profession, he has to make a living, is being a basketball coach. It's remarkable. He said, I follow these words. I want to teach the gospel every day, and every now and then I'll use some words. In other words, these men are watching the way I live. He said, I love my wife. I live a good life. I'm teaching them the way to live. He's teaching them to be good Christian American conservatives that love their wives, raise their children, are honest, and do good in the world. He is living that every single day. I know it's driving the media crazy when he does these interviews. He wears a shirt that says Crazy Faith on it with a K-State logo. And one of the conditions upon taking the job with Gene Taylor when he interviewed him, it was revealed this week, was I'm going to show my faith in this job. If you hire me, don't tell me I can't be a Christian. Don't tell me I can't talk. I'm going to talk at every turn to try to teach people how to be better people and be an example for people in the world. This is what college athletics was founded on. Great coaches teaching young men how to become responsible, productive adults. And K-State's just winning along the way, man. It is a great story.
And compare that to the Alabama head coach who's got his star player who didn't miss a single minute of basketball after, you know, allegations are he took a gun to a teammate who ended up killing a young mother down in Alabama. I mean, that's just a start. Yeah. If they meet in the Final Four, could you imagine those storylines?
No, it'd be amazing. And don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Jerome Tang at some point, you know, it's not all choir boys. It's not that he's at some point not going to have a young man get in some trouble. You know, something's going to happen at some point in college athletics with one of your players. They're young men. They're rascals. We've all been there. We know what it's like to be 19, 20, 21 years old. We make mistakes. So that's going to happen. I think what he's trying to say is I'm going to prepare to deal with this when the time comes. And he does have a pretty good group of guys here. I mean, it's remarkable. They dance to music in the locker room before the game. And this, I don't even know what this outfit is. This YouTuber with 60 million views is making, you know, little skits of how K-State gets ready for the game. They've gone viral around the country. Forget being on television. What's happened to them virally this year is just ridiculous. I mean, sky's the limit, I guess, for what Jerome Tang is going to bring in for players and talent. And they still got some work to do. He's the third straight coach, Pete, that's made the Elite Eight at K-State. Frank Martin did it. Bruce Weber did it. Now Jerome Tang. Neither of the other two made it to the Final Four. I think that's the expectation here. They play Florida Atlantic next. You kind of have to expect K-State to win, and that is a weird, weird spot for K-State fans. They are not accustomed to that.
How do you feel going into this game tomorrow against FAU as the favorite, similar to 2018, last time they were in this spot as a favorite against Loyola of Chicago, who was the Cinderella story that year? Of course, K-State lost that game under Bruce Weber. Are there similarities here or not so much?
There are, but the best player on the Bruce Weber team is Dean Wade, who's playing in the NBA, and he wasn't playing that weekend. He was hurt. He was out those games. So I think the feeling here is I don't think anybody's worried about Marquise's Noel's ankle injury at all. I have a feeling there's kind of a feeling of this team is that they can go make mistakes and still win because they make these clutch plays. And they did it again on Thursday night. It's just odd to say. They should beat Florida Atlantic. They're not a big favorite, only a couple 3 points favorite in this game. Florida Atlantic's been playing great. But, I expect them to win. I know that's a terrible thing to say. You're not supposed to expect anything in the Elite Eight, but I don't know what more you could ask for. It's a 3 seed in Kansas State against the 9 seed, and these two players, Johnson and Noel, have just been playing at such a high level, you just expect them to make plays.
Very, very true. Kevin Keatsman, his podcast, Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Kevin, I know you're fired up for tomorrow night. Any chance Kevin Keatsman's looking up flights to New York City this morning? Is that at all happening on the Keatsman front?
No, I'm definitely not going to New York City for that one, but Houston does. It's the same time zone. Houston's nice, so... Hey, I'll leave you with one other stat. I threw this one out there last night. Here, Kansas State moved up to 8th all-time in Elite Eights. Kentucky, North Carolina, UCLA, Duke, Kansas, Michigan, Ohio State are the only schools with more Elite Eights than K-State.
How about that? All right, now they got to get over that hump, though, to your point. Get into the Elite Eight. Now you got to get to that get to that Final Four. All right.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
Very good stuff. Good little tidbit there. He's the best. Kevin, thanks for the time, my man.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, Pete. Thanks for your time, as always.
You bet. Kevin Keatsman, the podcast. Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Good to have him on the show. Appreciate his time.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.